Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. Join us on this Wednesday ahead of a 7-race card at Downpatrick, which you can hear live on William Hill's Racing Radio from 2 p.m. with Sean Quinn, James Millman and Ollie Pimlott in the studio. We're bringing you Lingfield, Catterick and Kempton as well. But for the meantime, Sam Norris here with you on the preview, and joining me on the line is Andy Holdings to take a look at the betting today. How are you, Andy?
Morning, Sam. Yeah, very well. Thank you.
Downpatrick today, quite a nice each-way shape to the card, if we're lacking in a bit of quality.
Yeah, there's plenty of runners, isn't there, for each-way betting, which is really good. Not too many short-price favourites, which is also a bonus. So, no excuses, really.
Yeah, absolutely. We'll dive straight into it then. Probably the only short-price favourite of the day comes up in the first. This 220 maiden hurdle ran over 2 mile and 2 furlong. It's Akarakil for Gordon Elliott, who's the 4-7 favourite at the time recording. Purside is 8-1, 8-1 for Definite Trouble. Next Bend is 8-1, 9-1 Burton Hall. Leaps and Bounds is 12. It's 25s bar those. Gordon Elliott originally had three entered into this race, now down to just the one. Akarakil, who's already been backed in from 4-5 to 4-7 this morning. It's 8-1 the field. Is there any opposing him?
He wouldn't be a horse I would be risking at a very short price, albeit I do think he's the most likely winner here. He's certainly got the pick of the form. Some bits of form anyway. His last one wasn't all that good. But yeah, that fourth behind Abolitionist and Triplets Joy, etc. That is probably the best run any of these have managed in their short careers. They tried the blinkers on him last time out in a competitive handicap at Leopardstown. He led, well, was up with the speed for a long time until fading quite tamely. So, you know, you'd have to question him after that. But the blinkers which were on that day dispensed with this afternoon. So obviously he didn't, Connections Philly, he didn't handle the headgear. But, you know, this isn't a particularly strong race, so he might well get away with it. The one I'd probably put up against him as a one to keep an eye on is Leaps and Bounds at 14-1. He's shaped quite encouragingly on more than one occasion, including last time out at Punchestown in quite a hot little race. It was won by Oscar Knight, who dispensed of his field quite readily. But I do like the way that Leaps and Bounds kept on towards the back end of that race. He was never threatening to win or finish in the frame, but at the same time, it wasn't a bad run at all. So Akarakil ran about 4-6 this morning is no appeal to me. I'll go with Leaps and Bounds each way at 14-1.
All right, then, Leaps and Bounds, the one for Andy, then the first, taking on that short price favourite of Gordon Elliott. So we'll move on then to the 250. This one, Mare's Maiden Hurdle, ran over 2 mile, 2 furlongs. MCON leads the market at time recording at 5-4, 4-1 for Antelope de Soule. Dark Sunshine is 4-1, it's 11-2 for Autumn Shays. I Am Told I Am Grand is 7-1, 11s bar those. Who gets the selection in this 250?
Well, similarly to the first race, I want to look for something each way against the favourite. I think she's okay. MCON, that was a good run the other day behind Kilmina House in a well-contested maiden hurdle. That was her best run so far to date over the smaller obstacles. She'd won a bumper at Cork last year, so the ability's there. And Queen's Wild, who was third in that bumper, bolted up the other day over hurdle. So, you know, she was beating a decent field. She's very much the one to beat. Ran about 6-4 this morning. But I quite like Dark Sunshine. I thought she shaped really encouragingly on her rules debut in a decent bumper the other day, won by Normie's Body Kate. And she wasn't unduly punished or knocked about. She was quite well fancied that day as well. Connections thought she was good enough to run a good race. She did, but wasn't obviously good enough to hit the frame at the same time. And she's a former point-to-point winner on decent ground. I think the better ground, drying ground today over in Ireland will certainly help her. And Arthur Moore, similarly to Gordon Elliott, has got quite a decent little record at this track. He doesn't send many here, but the ones he has always seem to perform at a good level, particularly his hurdlers. So if you can get 4-1 for Dark Sunshine, that looks pretty solid each way material in the second.
Okay, and Dark Sunshine, the pick in that one then, is available at 4-1 at time of recording. The 320 is the next race on the card. This one is a novice handicap hurdle, ran over 2 mile, 2 furlong again, and it's Jump to Conclusions, who's the 7-4 market leader. Indian Rupee, 9-4, 5-1 for Steins, double figure prices or bigger the rest. It's a fairly weak contest, this one, Andy. How do you see this one going?
Yeah, there's only the front two in the market that you could make a real compelling case for. Jump to Conclusions and Indian Rupee being the two horses in question. Start with Jump to Conclusions. He managed to win 3 starts ago at Cork when he kept on quite strongly in the latter stage of that race on bottomless ground in a big field. His two subsequent efforts have been more than respectable, including his run at Fairy House last time when he was fourth in a race, which has already thrown up a winner in the shape of Mine Now. The runner-up has gone on to win subsequently. So that form also looks quite good. Barry Geraghty on for Edward O'Grady, the old partnership of Edward and Geraghty. They've teamed up to win Cheltenham Festival races in the past. So that's a bit of a blast from the past. But that said, I do quite like front runners round Downpatrick. It can be a track where if you get into a good rhythm from the front of the field, it is a difficult place to come from a long way back. And with that in mind, I want to stick with the front runner here, Indian Rupee, who since they've decided to press on with him from the front, he's looked a totally different horse. He managed to win, making all the running comfortably at Punchestown 3 starts ago. And then last time out, he bounced back to his best with the hood on when he only just got left behind after jumping the last by Lil Shane. The horse is in fantastic form at the moment. Back in fifth was Shabra's Bertolini, who's gone on to win subsequently. And Thomas Mullins' horse is also in very, very good nick at the moment. He's had a whole host of winners in the last week or so. I think he had a double the other day, big price double as well, including a bumper winner, which is a very rare bird for Thomas Mullins. He doesn't normally have winners in that particular department. The horse called Charbel. So it's a yard in good form. It's a front runner's track. He's the only front runner in the race. He's likely to get an uncontested lead. And I actually thought he'd be favourite this morning. So to see him trading around about 5-2 is a bit of a shock. So I'm going to go with the second favourite, Indian Rupee, to floor the favourite.
Indian Rupee then in that one gets the nod. In the 350 then, this is a handicap hurdle, ran over 2 mile and 2 furlongs. Disputed is the 9-2 favourite in this one. 5-1 for Killcross Boy, 5-1 Sister Annie. Canova is 15-2. It's 9-1 for Trainspotting, 10s bar. Which way does this go?
Yeah, I quite like Disputed, but I thought this horse shaped quite well in some really decent maiden hurdles. He started off behind Max Dynamite, who then went on to just get turned over in a graded race. That 12th at Navan doesn't look that great on paper, but he was bang there jumping the second last until fading on the really soft ground. And, you know, horses out of that race have run well subsequently, including the 3rd of the day, Wildebeest, who won a nice maiden hurdle. Limerick would have sucked the life out of him last time out. That ground is always bottomless, but once again, he didn't get beat too far in a race which has seen Cliff Harris, the 3rd horse, win subsequently. Luke Dempsey, who's riding as well, he's riding at the crest of a wave at the moment. He's in fantastic nick. And I just thought the front end of the market was fairly weak. I didn't really fancy too much Sister Annie and Killcross Boy in the first time blinkers, respectively, on their last 2 starts have run okay, but nothing spectacular. So I thought there was something in this race here likely to improve quite significantly. And on his handicap debut, Conor Dwyer's Disputed is the one I like.
Okay, then Disputed getting the selection in the 350. We'll move on then to the 420. This one is a handicap chase over 2 miles and two. And Ard Milan is the 7-4 favourite for this one. It's 11-2 for a Raglan lad. Sacramolta is 8-1. It's 8-1 for Horsebridge. It's double figure prices. The rest and this favourite here, Ard Milan, dropping back in trip today, should work in his favour.
Yeah, it should do. I thought he ran really well the other day at Down Royal. Stamina was obviously a slight question mark, and albeit he ran well, he didn't quite get home. That said, he didn't get beat too far either. I thought it was a strongly run race as well. There was no hiding place. They went a good gallop. So it really tested his strength, stamina-wise. Prior to that, he'd won and beat 2 in-form horse in the show by Glen Oden Dubino in a decent race at Fairy House. This track should absolutely suit him down to the ground. He won't mind the undulations because Down Royal's quite up the hill and down Dale as well. And this is a weak event. I mean, Aragon Lad, he's got a bit of form at the track, but he's gone a long while between drinks, and one win in 16 isn't absolutely that compelling. Kilter Lane Rose is a non-runner, one of the main dangers. So this really is Ard Milan to lose. He comes in really good order, and one of the trainer, Shane Crawford trains pretty close to the track as well. So everything's in his favour today to justify his position in the market.
Okay, Ard Milan then getting the pick in the 4:20. The penultimate race of the day then comes up at 4:50. We have a Hunter's Chase over 2 mile and 5 furlongs. It's Court Frontier, who's the 5-4 favourite. James is at 7-4. Shot 8-1 about De Kaiser, 8-1 Illusion of Time, and 12s bar those. 8-1 bar in the front two in the betting, Andy. Could it be a case of these two battling out?
It should be, really. They're the cut above the rest. James represents local trainer Ian Ferguson. His only career victory came at this track on decent ground. So he's got that in his favour, and he shaped okay for a long while the other day at Down Royal, but obviously he was out-paced and out-battled, outstayed, but call it what you like, behind two smart horses over the Christmas period, Oscar Barton and On the Fringe. There's certainly no disgrace in that in the first time hood. Better ground will suit him. He's a strong traveller and he's got a touch of class. But he's up against a horse who I thought should have won by half an hour the other day at Clonmel. He was hugely unlucky. He was making his Royals debut for Alan Fleming, who up to that point had a winner. But since then, the trainer has managed to get off the mark. And this horse was desperately unlucky. He must have missed at least 10 lengths, 15 lengths at the start. He was given far too much to do. But he finished with a rare rattle at the end to only get within half a length of Jackaboo in the latter stages. I thought he was hugely unlucky, hugely unlucky. Hopefully with a better break today and no mishaps at the start, Court Frontier can prove that run first time out was all wrong.
Court Frontier then, the one for Andy in the 4:50, who's available at 5-4 at the time of recording. Move on into the final race of the day, up at 5:20 from Dan Patrick. This one is a bumper over 2 mile and 2. Alberta is the 8-11 favourite, 6-4 for Hot on Her Heels. Ted is 9-1. It's 20-1 bar those. It's an Irish bumper, Andy, so I suppose the main question is, does this go the way of Gordon Elliott or Willie Mullins, or does anything else in the race count?
Yeah, it's been the tale of the season, isn't it, really? The two main trainers in Ireland, particularly in bumpers, have probably shared the spoils. They've both got a huge bunch of nice horses to go to war with. And it's very much the same here again today. Alberta, she ran for another trainer first time up, so this is the first run with Gordon. She ran really well, but she didn't strike me as being the most scopiest of individuals, not very big. And whether she's good enough to beat the stowaway mare first time up for Willie Millen's Hot on Her Heels would be certainly up to question, particularly looking at the betting this morning. 4-5 Alberta Hot on the Heels is around about a 7-4 shot, which is quite a shock to find a Willie Millen's horse at first time up trading at second favourite. So I'm going to go with the second favourite here. Like I say, Alberta, she shaped all right, but I think she's worth taking on here with the Willie Mullins horse.
OK, then Hot on Her Heels getting the selection for Andy in the last of the day at Dan Patrick. If you just spin us through, please, your 7 picks for Wednesday's action from Dan Patrick.
Yeah, not a particularly great card today, not that many bets, but we'll start off with an each-way horse in the first. Leaps and Bounds around about 14-1. In the 250, MCON probably set to standard, but again, similar to the first race, I quite like Dark Sunshine, who ran well on debut and has got the hood on for the first time. Indian Rupee to make all in the 320. Quite like the top weight here. The unexposed, undisputed, gets the vote there. Ard Milan looks probably one of the best bets on the card in the Martinstown opportunity. The big clash of the day is in the Hunter Chase, with James and Court Frontier having a real crowd divided set up there. But I prefer Court Frontier, who was a bit unlucky the first time out. And in the last race, again, another clash of the titans, Gordon Elliott and Willie Mullins with their respective mounts. I'm going to go with Hot on Her Heels to make a winning debut.
OK, there we are then. Thoughts of Andy Holding ahead of Wednesday's Irish Racing at Dan Patrick, which you'll hear live on William Hills Racing Radio from 2 p.m. with Sean Quinn, James Millman and Ollie Pimlott, bringing you all of the action at Lingfield, Catterick and Kempton Park as well. Thank you for joining me on the preview this morning, Andy, and hopefully we can top up the Cheltenham funds today.
Hopefully, yeah. Cheers, Sam.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.